everyone. Welcome back. And in this one, I will be showing you guys I'm going to be going over the oldest to youngest baseball players, or from the oldest time people play baseball to the best time, or the new time that they play today. So, let's start off with Babe Ruth. And Babe Ruth is closely, maybe even the best baseball player in the world. And I'm just saying this because Babe Ruth hit a lot of home runs back in his day, and I think a lot of people liked him. He was really good, and oh yeah, and another cool perk about this video, guys, is every two players I go over, I tell you guys a fun fact about baseball. So hope you guys are excited for that. And if you guys want to see some of these facts, if I don't go over them all, just go to the site info, please. And it's baseball fun facts. And if you didn't hear them all and you had to go somewhere, just look up baseball fun facts about info, please. And let's move on. All right, next I'm going to do Cy Young. I'm saying Cy Young because he's a great player. Great player. He's really good. He was close to being one of the best. He is a legend. So is Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth is a legend. And I think that Cy Young is really good. He grew up in Newcomerstown in Ohio. And I'm pretty sure it's Ohio. But Cy Young, he's one of the best. He's good. Next, I'm going to do Ted Williams. Ted Williams was really good back in his days. Yes, he was really good. And I like him because he was good. I remember my dad telling me about him because he was good. My dad watched him back in the day. He looks pretty good. I mean, he was pretty good. And let's move on to number four. Next up is Ty Cobb. I forget how you say it. But Ty Cobb, I think it is. I don't know. He's really good. He was an American Major League Baseball outfielder. He was born in Roy Narrows, Georgia. Cobb spent 22 seasons with the Detroit Tigers, the last six as the team's player manager, and finished his career with the Philadelphia Athletics. He was nicknamed the Georgia Peach. He's really good. And yeah, let's move on to the next one. Next up is Jackie Robinson. He is number six or fourth on my list. I think he's fifth. And I like Jackie Robinson, honestly. He was really good back in his days. And if you guys did not know that, oh wait, I forgot to do the fun facts. I'm sorry, guys. Here's a fun fact. The first World Series was played between Pittsburgh and Boston in 1903. It was a 9-game series. Boston won the series 5-3. I'll do two since I skipped two. The New York Yankees have won 26 World Series series titles, which is more than any other team in the world, guys. That is... Get a round of applause for you guys back home. Before Babe Ruth ended his career, he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers. I think that was the only team he played for. But Jackie Roosevelt Robinson was an American professional baseball player who became the first African-American to play in Major League Baseball. In the modern era, Robinson broke the baseball color line when the Brooklyn Dodgers started him at first base April 15th, 1947. Next on the list is Joe DiMaggio. And Joe DiMaggio is, oh, he's great. Joe DiMaggio is one of the best. He is a legend as well. And he was really good back in his day. He went out with a lot of people until he found the perfect woman. And Joseph Paul DiMaggio, nicknamed Jolten Joe in the Yankee Clipper, was an American center fielder who played his entire 13-year in Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees. Let me read two more facts. Fun facts. Former Yankee right fielder Mickey Mantle holds the record for most career home runs, 18, and RBI is 40 in the World Series history. Baseball stars from the National League and the American League played the first All-Star game in 1933. The National League has won 40 of the 73 games. The game ended in a tie twice. In the 1961 rain, Boston prevented extra innings, and the same game in the game ended in a 1-1 tie. And in the 2002, the game went 11 innings with the score knotted at 7 before it was finally called off due to lack of pitchers. Next on my list, I'm going to have to say is Walter Johnson. Walter Johnson was really good back in his day. We have a TV and it can go back a couple years. And I watched some of his games. He is great player. Great player. Walter Perry Johnson, nicknamed Barney and the Big Train, was a Major League Baseball right-handed pitcher and played his entire 21 baseball career for Washington Senators. He later served manager of the Senators from 1929 through 1932. And the Cleveland Indians from 1933 through 1935. Honestly, me, I'm a fan of the Cleveland Indians. I like them. And let me read a fun fact. Let's see here. Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. didn't miss a game in 16 years. He played in 2,632 consecutive games from April 30th, 1982 to September 19th, 1988. Pete Rose, who played for the Cincinnati Reds and then was banned from baseball for life betting on games while managing the team, holds the all-time record for hits, 4,256. And games played, 3,562. That's not the same as a consecutive game. And there's not really much difference. But, well, actually there might be a difference. I'm not sure. But next on our list is Henry Louis Gehrig was an American professional baseball first man who played 17 seasons in Major League Baseball for the New York Yankees. Gehrig was renowned for his process of as a hitter for the durability which earned him his nickname, the Iron Horse. I was just banging on my desk, guys. And next, we are going to start getting into modern day, like today. First, one of my favorites, is Francisco Lindor, plays for the Cleveland Indians. Maybe one of the best baseball players in the world. Very good. I love watching him play. And I think he's really good. And fun fact, Philadelphia A's, now the Oakland Athletics, manager Connie Mack has 3,755 career victories, more than any other manager in history. All right, Next, we are going for the, let's see, let me think of, let me look here. Let's see some of the good players. I'm gonna go for Mike Trout. Mike Trout is really good. He played a lot of games back in his day. He was really good. Good hitter. Michael Nelson Chow is an African professional baseball center fielder for the Los Angeles Angels of Major League Baseball. Chow is a 7-time MLB All-Star, received the American League Most Valuable Player Award in 2014 and 2016, and is a 6-time winner of the Silver Slugger Award. He was born on August 7th, 1991. Age, he's 27, and he's 6'2". He is a good. He goes to Millvale Senior High School. And I think he might be out of high school now. I forget when they update this site. Next, I'm going to go for Clayton Kershaw. Clayton Kershaw plays for the Los Angeles, just like Mike Trout. They're really good together. They play good. They play good. And I think they're really good together. And I'm just going to move on from here. And I'm going to go for Alex Rodriguez. I don't know if he's retired yet, but he's 43. He's really good. I think he might be retired or he might not be. But he's also really good. I like him a lot. And next on the list is Charlie Blackmon. He plays for the Charles Cobb Blackmon. I think he deserves to be on this list. He's good. He's 32 years old, 6'3". And he goes to, his current team is the Colorado Rockies, center fielder, and he goes to college. Not anymore, he's out of college, I'm pretty sure. He might still be in college, but who knows. I think we have time for a few more. Let's see. All right, we've been going for 12 minutes. All right, next on the list is Jacob DeGrom. And Jacob DeGrom, I think, should be on this list because he's really good. And I think he's really good. And that's most of the players on this site. And more about Jacob DeGrom, I'm going to tell, like, a little bit more about him. He is 6'4 and 31 years old. That's all I'm going to say for now. And, all right, he earns $7 million USD. So that means he's pretty good. He must earn a lot of money. And guys, I just got these a couple years ago. And they are cards. I got them out of packs. Well, let me see what this is, guys. I've never seen this. Detroit Tigers. Oh, that's pretty cool. And I got these cards, and there's a lot of good players in them from the 1990 baseball leagues. And I'm just gonna start off. There's like a couple hundred of these, I think. So first off is Mikey Hatcher. I'm just gonna say their names. And I'll say their team. The Dodgers. Felix Jose. The Oakland Athletics, Johnny Ray, the Angels, the Lee Gutterman, the Yankees, Celio Gonte, he's a pitcher for the Texas Rangers, Todd Zeli, catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, next, Darryl Evans, first base, plays for the Braves. The Atlantic Braves, I think? Atlanta Braves. Next on the list is
Odie McDowell Braves plays for the Atlanta Braves as well. He actually plays with Daryl Evans. But I think they're both retired now because this is 1990 baseball. And they're already like 30 in this. So they're probably like 50 now, maybe. 50 maybe. Next we got an Indian player. The Cleveland Indians player, Greg Swindell. Let's find a good one. Alright, here we go. Jim Gotts plays for the Pirates. Next, I'm not sure what kind of card this is. It's double. It's 300 Strikeout Club Superstar Specials. It is Nolan Ryan and Mike Scott. Those are two good players. Next, we have another. I think there's Atlanta Angels and Bob McClure. Charlie Hayes plays for the third base. Brooklyn? I think he plays for Brooklyn. Bob Green, catcher for the Yankees. Medelio Perez, the Chicago White Sox. Next is Jordan Davis, Oakland Athletics. Larry Anderson, the Astros. Pete Harnisch. Mike Marshall, outfield player. Kerry Pettis, Detroit Tigers. Jeff Brantley, the New York Giants. Denny Walling, third base for the St. Louis Cardinals. Bobby Witt, the Texas Rangers. Pitcher for the Texas Rangers. Mike Schooler plays for the Mariners. Next is Otis Nixon, outfielders for the Expos. Next is Rick Rescue, plays for the Giants. Kevin Ritz, pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Alfredo Griffin, shortstop for the Oakland Dodgers. Next is Ben McDonald, pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. I'm not sure if any of these guys play anymore, but some of them might, maybe. Next is Dave Smith, plays for the Astros. Mike Moore, plays for the Oakland Athletics. Ken Patterson, pitcher for the Chicago White Sox. Next is Roberto Kelly, Yankees. Dwayne Murphy, outfielder for the I don't know what team that is. But still, let's move on. Kevin Brown. One more card, guys. Texas. He played for the Texas Rangers. And the last card, John Smoltz. I still have more cards, guys. But I went over a ton of them. I think that's at least 100 names. John Smoltz, pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. Pretty sure the Atlanta Braves. And guys, that's all for this video. I have a lot more cards I could do next time. And I hope you all enjoyed this. But first, before we leave, I'm doing a thing where however many views this thing gets, if I can get on Spotify, guys, I will make more of these for you. I will 100% make more because these are fun. I like making podcasts for you guys out there watching. And this video took a lot of hard work. I had to look up all the positives and negatives of the best in the world, or some of the not best, or the best. And guys, that took a lot of work. That took a lot of my time, guys. And I hope you guys enjoyed, because all of that work, I hope you guys didn't enjoy that video, because this one took a lot of work. And I just hope you guys enjoy it, because I didn't want to do all that work for nothing and nobody's going to like my things. But anyways, I will see you all next time. Hope you enjoyed. And one more thing, please, please heart this and follow me, guys. And I will make more videos for you all. And most importantly, see you guys in the next podcast.